Does it seem like they want to change us, or we're going to go through some kind of metamorphosis?
That's the conjecture. That's the kind of the synthesis that I'm seeing, that I'm hearing from a lot of experiencers. And it tends to be, I don't think it's what the aliens are telling them. It's more what their conclusion is from their interactions with the aliens.
Tell us a little bit about your take on Indigo.
Well, what the speculation I have, and this is purely speculation, is kind of running with some of the things I've seen. I wrote an article for the MUFON Journal a few years ago called what I call the Indigo Hypothesis. And what this is basically when I interview families of experiencers, many of them have, in this generation, kind of the Generation Y, if you will, so the kids are right now between 5 and 12 years old right now, and they're prodigies. They're just brilliant kids, and they tend to be in the, a lot of them, most of them are girls. They tend to be this mother-daughter lineage again, and that's, none of that is universal, by the way, but it tends to be this, that the children in this generation of that lineage tend to be extremely bright, very empathic, very psychic, and what I would describe as indigo children.
Are they genetically altered?
I don't know, and I don't know enough about genetics to be able to establish whether that's the case. My theory would be, and this is kind of, I'm taking a big reach there to suggest this, but that this is the result of the hybridization project, maybe just to develop this genetic material, which is then what I would refer to as back injected into the human gene pool, especially to the gene pool of the experiencer community, to develop some desirable characteristic in the human population, rather than for the sake of creating hybrids for their own sake. So what I suggest in the Indigo Hypothesis is that's one of the purposes of abduction, is to somehow foster this transformation, if you will, both through the awakening of the experiencer and the nurturing of this genetic family line.
How old would indigo children be right around now?
Well, there's a number of different definitions of what an indigo child is, and some of the people that I've talked to don't even like the term indigo child because it's kind of a metaphysical. Actually, the term indigo child was coined by Jan Tober and Lee Carroll, and it's got kind of a metaphysical source to it. And a lot of the more hard science, like Dr. Atwater, for example, don't really like that term for that reason. But Dr. Atwater also writes about the Millennium Children, which is almost identical in a lot of ways. And so some people refer to them as the Crystal Children or the Indigo Children.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of different definitions depending on who you talk to. But having said that, what I refer to as the current Indigo Generation or the current generation of Millennium Children, or if you will, Doreen Virtue refers to as the Crystal Children. They are in adolescence right now, from about maybe age 5 to early teens.
And how can we distinguish that they're indigo?
That's a big question. We really don't know what the definition of indigo is right now, so it's really hard to say. There's some hallmarks that you could probably use as a rule of thumb, probably to use, just the degree of empathy, the degree of psychic ability, the above average intelligence. It's kind of like indigo is sort of in the eye of the beholder, if you will.
Well, I guess we'll never know unless people think, hey, this child's an indigo, and tests them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of the things that, in my book I propose is some tests that one could do. I myself am not an expert enough to be able to even begin to do this, but to compare, first of all, establish what an indigo is, some kind of a psychic or ESP ability test, and some kind of, intelligence test, things like that. Develop some it developed some actual hard science indicators of that you could use to measure indigo-ness, if you will. And then if a kid meets that criterion, or adults, basically the indigo generation began, if you will, in among the baby boomers. And so the true early indigos, if you will, tend to be those that were born, you know, in the 50s and 60s. But having said that, the test for some kind of test for indigo-ness, if you will, and then having established a population of indigo children or indigo humans, then finding is there a genetic markers that would correlate to being an indigo? Is it in the human DNA, or is it in the, or is there some other thing that would tend to make one an indigo? You know, I don't know the answer to that.
Do you get affected at all by some of these cases?
In what sense? Affected in what sense?
Well, does it have an effect on you?
I've been several of them. You know, a lot, especially if there's a lot of emotion in the experiencer. I tend, you know, when I take someone into trance myself, I go, you know, if someone goes into deep theta state, I go into alpha state myself. So I develop a very deep rapport with a lot, you know, kind of a psychic rapport with a lot of clients. And I tend to, there is actually a synchronistic link that I tend to find for a day or two afterwards. Several clients have actually described to me synchronicities that have occurred that between me and them over the next day or so. But yeah, I develop a kind of, I find that I'm very attuned to their emotions and things like that. And so yes, it does affect me. There's a certain skill that therapists develop. I refer to it as the firewall that you have to maintain pretty well so that you don't absorb a lot of non-positive emotions from clients. And this could be alien abduction clients or any other reason.